alive in the frigid water? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's a big question in Baltimore. After a cargo ship smashed into a bridge at 1:30 a.m., collapsing it, sending eight construction workers down with it.
One rescued in hospital. One not in hospital, but it is, we've communicated with that person, and then six that we are searching for.
But right after Transportation Secretary Paul Wiedefeld said that at a news conference, Fox Business Network's Grady Trimble went up and talked to the secretary.
For clarification on whether there were other cars on the bridge at the time of the collapse, in addition to those construction crews that they talked about in the press conference. And what he told us, frankly, was we don't know. So there is a possibility that there were cars on the bridge at the time of the collapse.
So why did that huge container ship hit the bridge? National Transportation Safety Board's investigating. Governor Wes Moore in Maryland says the crew did issue a mayday.
We can confirm that the crew notified authorities of a power issue.
Now to the Supreme Court. Abortion rights supporters chanting outside, a hearing is underway in a challenge to the FDA's approval of the medical abortion drug mifepristone.
Anti-abortion groups and doctors sued to restrict the drug, saying the FDA dangerously abused its discretion to push on-demand abortion. A federal judge in Texas invalidated the FDA ruling, pulled the drug off the market. An appeals court said the drug is legal, but restricted access to it.
That's Fox's Rich Edson outside the court. Inside, a short time ago, U.S. Solicitor General Elizabeth Preloger just told justices,
rolling back FDA's changes would unnecessarily restrict access to mifepristone with no safety justification. Some women could be forced to undergo more invasive surgical abortions. Others might not be able to access the drug at all.
The court may not rule on this case until June. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
While the Supreme Court considers that medical abortion case today, the president will soon hit the road with a health care focus.
President Biden travels to Raleigh, North Carolina today, where he's expecting to speak in front of a crowd of supporters on topics involving health care, which White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says is under attack by the president's opponents.
Republican Study Committee released a budget which proposes devastating cuts to Medicare, to Social Security, and Affordable Care Act.
Both the president and his former boss, former President Barack Obama, recently marked the anniversary of the passing of the Affordable Care Act, considered their signature accomplishment. Recent polls show North Carolina is a state where the president appears to be losing political ground. Eben Brown, Fox News.
A partial victory for Julian Assange, who keeps fighting extradition to the U.S., where the WikiLeaks founder faces trial for posting American military secrets online. British high court judges say they won't let Assange be sent here until the U.S. guarantees he won't face the death penalty for espionage. In the Republican push against Biden policies over illegal immigration and the crimes some have committed after coming here, one case has led to legislation.
The Laken Riley Act would require ICE to detain any migrant in the country illegally if they're accused of theft or burglary. The bill is named after a Georgia nursing student whose suspected killer illegally crossed the border. Republican Congressman Mike Collins, the author of the bill, represents the district where Riley was killed and has been in contact with her family. In an op-ed in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, he's pushing for Georgia Senators John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock, both Democrats, to support the bill, saying, quote, it could prevent future tragedy and save lives.
That's Fox's Ryan Schmelz. 37 Democrats did support the bill when it passed the House. On Wall Street today, we've been seeing gains. The Dow is up 100 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.